Welcome to our call, to our edit call tonight, this evening, or this morning. And I'm going to quickly check, you know, to hear everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Good. So my electricity remained. It's still snowing, and Kim Pretzer lost her electricity. Sorry, Kim, I know you're on the phone listening. So she won't be able to help with questions. So we are in almost halfway through the course, and congratulations, so much change, so many developments. You are just doing amazing. I'm really excited and also very encouraged, you know, to see how much energy you put into it and how you're changing, and that kind of feeds back to me to really, you know, engage further. And I come up with more ideas, you know, especially for the later modules, you know, how to, you know, navigate what you need and to serve you best. So this is our edit call. So I asked that the ones that live in the other time zones, like Singapore, Hong Kong, and Australia, I invite you guys to raise your hand, ask question if it's not necessary, the ones that we'd already talked this morning, to kind of wait and just, you know, just listen in. I went over a lot of topics in the call this morning, and I don't want to repeat everything, but one aspect is important to repeat because it is the technicalities of meditation, and that part is always important to repeat, and that is the confusion that we have to get rid of the mind, or to stop the mind, or to stop thinking. And that's correct. The mind will continue to think. When you're sitting in a deep meditation, you are consciousness, and the invitation is that you as consciousness does not actively engage in thinking. And because it's automatic and you are blended with the mind, you think that you are the mind. The I am something is actually you bonded and merged with mind. And in meditation, by being very still, by sitting down and taking a moment to actually see that we're grasping, that we as consciousness are contracted into a form, into a something, into mind, which is body, which is thought, story, name, contracted and identified with that. So when you sit still, you're beginning to notice that. And when you don't really care about holding it all together and taking a position in life, or having to think that you are this person, and you just rest and let it all go, we breathe out in meditation. We breathe out the mind. So the mind can just be mind. And we learn in the awake state to climb into the mind, to use it like a glove, like the hand slips into the glove. You go in there and then you're in the world of form, but you are not the glove, and you can slip out. You are the hand. You are consciousness. And when you're not awake, you are the glove. You think you're the glove, and you're stuck in the glove, and you can't get out. And so now you're in the realm of suffering, and that's when you suffer. The glove doesn't suffer. The mind doesn't suffer. You as the hand, you as consciousness, you are suffering because you cannot get out. You are now forever in the shape of this glove. But if you can slip out of the glove, you can also slip into something else. You are free to mold the forms of the mind. The mind itself, which causes form to appear. That's better said. So when you sit and meditate, you will at some point be very still, and you don't engage in thinking actively, and then there will be thoughts floating by, arising, coming and going, just like the neighbors on the street walking by, the cars driving by, sounds coming and going. There'll be sensations in your body coming and going that you are noticing. The noticing is not a thinking. It's not actively a thinking. You are awareness noticing. Once you then react to this sensation, think you have to do something about it or you shouldn't, that's actively thinking. And that's what we don't want to do. We begin to become so neutral and rested that we're okay. And so it creates this space. You know, some people use the word creating space, more space between the thoughts. And in doing that, you become aware that your consciousness. So very important. So I know some of you I heard, you know, do beat yourself up that you are not having complete silence. You as consciousness are invited to be silent, and the mind is going to unravel. It's like you're letting it go in, and like an elastic, bing, it just moves back into, it springs back into its old position. That's what we allow the mind. We are going to stop abusing the mind, telling the mind, who am I? What am I supposed to do? How does life work? The mind doesn't know. So we basically let the mind be what it is, an organizing, numbering principle, a location device for you in physical reality. That's what your mind helps you to do. So you can locate yourself in time and space. And that's what the mind does. And we just love the mind for what it is. And we begin to stop asking it questions. We don't bite ourselves anymore. We know that we are our own answer. We don't have to have it in the mind. And living oneself as the answer can reflect into the mind, because the mind always reflects. And then there are insights. And so this engaging in life is very non-linear. And that feels different because it's not so cause and effect related. So that's important to mention, because I'm amazed how much progress you guys are making, like so many of you really. And some of you have, you know, had difficulty meditating before, so that's wonderful. Just receiving and the transmission, the presence that we both share together, and allowing the mind to just unravel. And with that also sometimes issues in the body, which, you know, sometimes we call it disease. It's just a denser form of thought that starts to move and unravel. So if you have a particular question that you want to ask without talking to me directly, you can put it in the Q&A. Make it just very short so I don't have to read a long text. And I'm just going to move to Bile, who's B is right here. Hi, B. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Guruma.
Good morning. Good evening. Yeah. Yes, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. So just connecting, or how are you doing now? Almost halfway through. How is your meditation going?
Well, I thought I just wanted to connect. But since you asked.
Okay.
I think I'm in the period of festive period, so I'm actually trying to abide to the practices, and at the same time also be merry and joyous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I lost you there. Oh, she just kind of lost. Okay, that's good. I heard that. Okay, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. So just being merry and joyous. I don't really expect you to be merry and joyous. I want you to be your natural state. So being something is shaping you, or you controlling life. So, but maybe it's just the way you're expressing it that you maybe, is that what you mean? You're just allowing yourself to be in your natural state?
Yes, that's right. And I try to influence others to be the same too.
Why? Why influencing? That's a lot of doing there.
Well, because it's New Year, and then it's like we have a period of a month before and after.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you come back here in a moment. So, okay, so you're not coming back. So I'll just say I'm going to mute you now. Relay, thank you. Just sort of to kind of point a little bit, I hear what you're saying is that you're speaking about the new year and the culture. And that's all beautiful, and it's good to enjoy that. We spoke earlier in the call, once you have time to listen, about religions and culture and the world we get born into, the descriptions of life that we sort of attune ourselves into and live by, the rules and regulations. And this course is really about enjoying it for sure, but also not identifying with it. So because it's a glove, right? You, as consciousness, go in there and you think this is who you are. So you want to make sure you can be, slip in and out. And the moment you begin influencing other people, then you are caught in duality. There is no other people. So you want to watch that. Okay, thank you. I'm going to unmute somebody at 0421. I wonder, is that Kat? Is that in Australia?
Hey, welcome. It's Ray.
Oh, it's Ray. Okay, I'm close with the country there. That's good.
How are you? So you've got snow, huh?
Oh, lots. And, you know, it's very unusual for us. You know, it's still dumping. Yeah, so we don't have so much snow here on the West Coast. It's just a winter wonderland out there still. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm sitting in air conditioning, but it's 38 degrees here.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Warm.
Yeah.
But cool, I was calling to please connect and find out how I'm going, and what advice you'd have for me to hit that next level. I'm definitely plateauing now.
Yeah, okay. And when you say plateauing, you probably can describe to me what that feels like to you.
It's all just the same now, and I know we're not meant to go in with any expectation, but I'm getting a little bored with it.
Okay, so that's where your block is. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah. I'm hitting this half an hour. Like, it will be very, very deep. I find 20 minutes is deep, and then the last 10 minutes, I kind of snap out of it. In that last 10 minutes, I'm like, okay, just keep going. But it never used to be like that. It was half an hour solid. But, yeah, I find maybe it's just not as deeper. And, yeah, I find, like, I'm getting a little bit bored with it.
So meditate past the boredom. Well, process the boredom. Right now, you have to see that boredom is a reaction of the mind, but you're not the mind. So when you see I am bored, you're already caught. You're not awake, right? You're reacting, and now you're trying to serve your identity by saying, okay, I got to do something about it. If I do this, this, and this, then I change, and all suddenly you're just caught in this drama, right? So you wanna sense it. Notice right now that
sense it, and I just let it go. Like, it's gone. I'm aware, and then I just let that go away. And then,
yeah.
But I feel like this is a plateau.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're feeling. Okay, so again, you're fighting the shadows. You're beating something. The plateau is an illusion. And you need to. Everything you can feel, sense, label, name, experience is mind, and you're not the mind. Let the mind do what it wants. Let the clouds float by. The mind, the content of the mind, even plateau, or the sensation of plateau, is all content of mind. Do not touch it. The moment you touch it, you're caught.
Okay.
Yes, and when you do that, you are not, in the moment of, by not touching it, that's how you proceed. That's how you deepen, and you could say progress. I mean, you're not progressing, but you are then experiencing more your natural state.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, to beat that, that's where I might picture Archangel Michael, you know, mm-hmm. to try and pull me to a higher level, and I feel like that works. Is that the sort of thing you do as well?
In the more advanced meditation, I'll teach you exactly how to do that, because it's not...
Oh, cool.
Whenever you are identified as the identity, the I, then working with archangels, all this gets you more stuck. You know, that comes in advanced meditation when you're free, when you are already identified as consciousness, and you are beginning to seek out the parts of yourself that are on higher levels of light, more higher levels of illuminated mind. So you're beginning to reach and expand into yourself. You're not relating to Archangel Michael as an other, but you are labeling just for a short amount of time. It's almost like you are jumping into a great larger state of awareness, and in order to do that, you need to kind of launch out. And then once you connect with that, you begin to realize you and Archangel Michael are one, and that's how we keep climbing into the totality of existence. So that's really advanced meditation. You understand, yeah?
But you'll cover that, right?
Yes, I will record about it and talk about it. Yeah.
Okay.
And you asked also about the seeing and the psychic stuff. Did that, was it enough, my answer, or do you have some more questions around that?
I don't know why. Like, I'm practicing it more and more. And the way you explained it last time was actually really good. Like, that made sense to me. So I'll try that again with patients and people this week. I guess I feel, like you said, that's not really important to where we're going. So I don't place a lot of emphasis on it. But I know I would like it to happen. And I just figure, well, maybe as I progress in the course, it might happen somewhere. I won't look for it. It'll just happen.
Yeah,
I know I'm doing everything else, right?
Yeah. The less you care about, let's say you ask one to receive some information, right? And it's good to meditate on the heart, or you have your attention there, or on the third eye, wherever you're stronger, or you you hold a ball of light in your hand and imagine, you know, this is, you put your question in there, and then you maybe if you're more kinesthetic, you feel the energy of the answer. And that, and the less you care about the answer, the less about caring about really getting it right, the easier it is to see or to know. It's really because you're neutral, right? You're neutral in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just keep going. And regarding the meditation, you will go through different patterns. You know, if you're doing the 20 minutes now and then you come out, you know, for 10, let that happen for a while. It's okay. And you just do it, like brushing teeth. Brushing teeth might be boring too, right? And then just see what happens, you know. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and then we have Winnie in Hong Kong. Hi, Winnie. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
How are you?
Hang on.
Yes. Get the technicalities right. Okay, so you're muted probably right now. Oh, okay. Hello.
Yeah. Yes, I'm back.
Okay, there you go.
Hi.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. Great. Yes, I just want to check in. I'm catching up now, so I just want to see where I am and also any advice on where I need to pay more attention to.
Mm-hmm. Have you any chance to listen to the earlier call? Not yet, because you were sleeping, right? Yeah, tell me a little bit about your meditation.
Yes, sure.
Tell me about your meditation. What happens when you sit and meditate?
I quite quickly will go into a space that I felt like I am asleep. But when I basically have no thinking. I was in a sleep stage, but when I wake up, I feel more present. So I haven't.
So when you're sitting, you fall asleep. You're saying, does your head go forward?
Sometime.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to sit straight. If you're falling asleep, then sit on a chair without a back, or sit right straight, you know, or on the floor cross-legged if you can.
Right.
Don't lean. And find a nice straight, you know, spine, but then also find the spot where your body can relax, and then make it very short, just even 11 minutes. And you might want to first just gaze at one of the yantras without thinking, just gaze or flower, and just let the image enter your mind, enter your eyes, and then close your eyes. You know, and just be present. Don't think. Just keep it shorter. But I don't want you to fall asleep. That's not meditating.
Okay.
If you're tired, are you having a very stressful job, Winnie? Are you really tired a lot?
Well, lately has been really tired with different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, I'm a bit low on work, so that gives me a time to just restore myself a little bit.
Yeah. So if you're tired and sleep first and then meditate for 10 or 11 minutes or, you know, and because if you're tired, you can't meditate. Meditation is hard work because you have to really pay attention that where you're caught in the mind, and you have to pull yourself out of it. That's hard work, actually. So this is why we raise our power and energy when we meditate, right?
Yeah, just now when you asked me, am I very tired? I have a swell of sorrow come up. So
yeah, okay.
So that was part of it.
Okay, yeah. You know, sometimes what also happens is that we might not be really tired, but when there are deeper emotions, like sorrow is a kapha emotion in Ayurveda. It's heavy, it's slow, it's wet, right? It makes us go, like sleep is kapha too. It makes us go, like, you know, heavy, right? It's heavy is the word. And then you will fall asleep because you're actually, you're unconscious to your emotions. So you want to really, really become conscious. What is there? What am I feeling? And be present with it and observe it. Feel it and observe it at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can describe the sensations on my body. So is that from like things like that I can describe to when I observe it? Like at this moment, I feel like my chest is really tight.
Mm-hmm. You can have all kinds of experiences in meditation because, take a deep breath. I can feel how tight your chest is. You might want to go back to the neutral observer. There is I think it's in the first module or where there's an activation, right? And just redo this a few times so that your neutral observer is stronger. And when your neutral observer is stronger, it's easier for you to notice that you're not your emotion. There are things that come and go because there are times when you're not, when there's no sadness, right? It's so you can't be it. Yeah. Whatever changes is not who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Thank
you. Okay. And now it's New York. Hi, New York 9172. Hello.
Hi, it's Christine. How are you?
Hi there. Okay.
I don't want to monopolize a lot of time because I know I spoke with you earlier today, but I do have a question about meditation. Mm-hmm. There are times when I'm meditating and I start to yawn. Mm-hmm. And for me, I've learned that that's not always me being tired. I just feel like that is energy.
Yeah.
But then there are times when I yawn so often, so much, my eyes start to water, but my mouth wants to just stay open. And it's a very bizarre, it's almost like I feel like somebody's trying to get into my mouth. And I know that it sounds very bizarre.
No, I understand. But
what does that mean? Am I not doing something right? Am I...
It sounds to me like you have a habit, like some people are falling over or something. You, through a lot of energy work, you have a habit of how you process your emotions. And so you might want to, you know, even tell your body that's we're just not going to do this right now. Allow yourself to bring your attention up to the third eye a little higher into the cave of Brahman. The third eye is the chakra between your eyebrows and a little bit above, right? It's your third eye. But if you go deeper inside where the pineal gland is sitting, that's the cave, and just rest in that. And so that you're going to pull the energy from the throat chakra, from the heart actually, and the throat chakra up to the third eye and actually out of the crown. It's called venting up. We want to vent the energy up. It's like a fountain. You bring it up. Because I think it's your body can have... energetic, you know, the way we have habits in the muscles or something, like when the way you drive your car, you put, you know, the seatbelt on in a certain way and all that, because automatic, we have, sometimes we can have grooves in how we, vent our energy, and it's not very useful to vent it like that.
Yeah, and it's involuntary, and although I understand what you're saying, it could be a habit, but it seems like it get momentum to the point where I want to yawn and the yawn won't come out, and I just have this urge to keep my mouth open, and it's really bizarre. It's very
Has it been for years or just since the course?
No, it's the past couple of years, I'm going to say.
Okay.
If
it was a Kriya, when Kundalini moves and it's a Kriya, it will come and go. But if you have it for so long, I would say try this out. Tell me how it works. It won't work maybe the first time right away, but keep your attention in the third eye in the cave of Brahman deep inside and just stay there. And when the urge comes, just lock yourself in there, relax the body, and watch what happens. You don't have to suppress the yawn, but just give it a new direction. Yeah.
Okay, I will. I will. Okay. Thank you. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm wondering if Kat is on here, and if you would like to talk to me, you can raise your hand, star 2. There's no more questions. And, okay. And good. So nobody's good. So yeah, so basically, we got 3 hands. There you go. So we'll see who this is. Okay, there's no name, so let's check. There's somebody right now with no name and no number. Hello? Could be web link or...
It's probably me.
Yes, who's
Can
that?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
It's Kat.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I couldn't see your name. Awesome. Okay, good. Yeah, I just wanted to connect with you because you said that you're in a very nice space, and, can you say more about it, or do you feel like this is it?
So there's...
Or,
I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it would be. But there's a couple things I'd like to kind of explore. One is when I meditate, I start by sitting up, but then like halfway through, 15 minutes, I like to just lay down flat because it gives me more freedom to actually not pay attention to my body. Because when I work, I'm used to like tracking things, and so. You know, I'm out of the body and I don't know where I am, but somewhere else where things come to me. So I actually like to lay down flat on my yoga mat. Is that okay?
It's something different. We'll have this in the next module of Yoga Nidra, a form of it. It's really not, you're not going, it's not really, it's good, you know, for something else, good for healing and really relaxing deeply and all that. But the point is to get past this urge that the body is controlling you. It's basically you're caught in suffering, right? It says it's too uncomfortable. And then you're reacting to it instead of ignoring it and basically detaching, saying, I'm not this body. I'm not this mind. I am who I am, and there's no who I am is everything. So it depends on you. You can explore that, but it won't really assist you to go take the Kundalini past the heart chakra.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will switch that up then. And then just a physical thing. I think it's my iliocecal, which I don't even really know what that even is, but it's just a pain. My right inside my hip bone thing. I've been really clean. I did a 8-day juice fast and just been really having just beautiful clarity in so many things, but I don't know what to do with this little pain thingy that hangs out.
The iliosacral joint is we have the, you have the sacrum, it looks like a triangle, and it's where it connects to the other bone from the hip. Well, this is not a healing course where we're going to just, go in the coping thing. If there's a problem, it's a cause and effect, that's what we're going to do. So the question now is like, you have to look at your suffering. And your suffering, where is your suffering? Is it because you don't know what to do? Or is the suffering because the pain is so strong? Or is it both? Where is exactly your suffering? You want to become aware of that.
Yeah, it's more like the curiosity and the, constant aim to be as balanced in, good health, mind, emotional, spiritual. So because I have attention on, still I have my same jaw thing, right side of the body, it's my personality to want to solve things, to, you know, make them better.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. Now, you're speaking completely from identification, because your personality has a certain way of doing things, and that's true. Now, do you want to wake up out of this drama, because this is such a nice way of being staying caught?
Okay. That, which leads immediately into my last thing, because generally speaking, most things don't have a whole lot of meaning anymore. And so
That's why you have body pain. This is why you get body pains. The body is, to have pain and issues of the body is one of the very difficult things to overcome, because the body seems surreal. You have to come to the understanding and even consider the fact that you are not this body. This is an appearance. It's an appearance of light in dense form, and that by reacting to what the sensations are, which is all mind, which are all dense forms of thought, you are allowing yourself to get caught and make it dense. By reacting, you give it the body density.
Okay, and that's concomitant with, like, I don't see, like, necessarily the archangels or the gods or goddesses, or I don't get much story when I, like, do meditations or when people are, I mean, I read and see about what this means and that means and everything, and I don't get meanings much. I just feel, like, expanded.
That's nice. Yeah, you don't have to. We have to go past that anyway. It's all pictures in the mind. It's still all mind. The whole goal is to let the entire mind collapse and go and basically realize yourself without a reflection, being what you are, the self, which is eternity. It's called nirvana or nirvikalpa samadhi in Sanskrit. And that is a moment where you go away and then you come back and you reformat it.
Okay.
There's no seeing. Yeah, so the less clutter, the better. You're just silent and you're just still and you just keep doing that. The Yoga Nidra in the next module does work with the body to kind of unlock the deeper thoughts in the body, so that we bring our attention from point to point. So it looks very boring to the mind, but it helps to go, it goes in a conjunction with meditation, so that the deeper parts of the body can relax enough, you could say. You as mind can relax deeper and can recognize that you're all pure awareness and there's no body. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, good question. Thanks, Kat. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Yeah, that's the body is the challenging part. Illinois, 7734.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hi there. Who's that?
Hi, Aratima. This is Sonal.
Oh, hi there. How
Chicago.
Are you?
Hi.
Yes, okay.
Good, how are you?
Good.
It's so nice to connect with you. I just briefly wanted to talk to you. Just connect and maybe just talk about my meditation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or my experience. I mean, generally it's been good. I throughout the day I notice a lot of energy. It feels good. It's near my forehead. Like I almost, like, sometimes I'll be sitting down and I feel this energy and I just want to meditate. Like, I'll just be having dinner and I just feel like it's a good energy. But I was curious, it's always near my forehead. I was
thinking
what that could be.
So there's energy. So it makes you basically close your eyes and go inward. I mean, is that what it does? Yeah,
yes.
Good. So basically being drawn inward. I remember that's what happened to me a long time ago. So I just, sometimes funny thing is that I would have that a lot around eating as well, because it's so relaxing to sit, you know, the other nervous system goes on, there's a relaxation, and then bang, I would go inward, you know. So,
yes,
exactly. So,
it's such a,
let it happen.
It's just let it happen. Oh, no, you can finish.
Yeah, no, let it happen. And in fact, right, go with it. Don't force it, because I would have it at work. I mean, I had a job for 4 years, and I would have that, you know, because I would concentrate at the computer, and when I concentrated, I would go inward. So I would allow my eyes close for 3 minutes, and I would come back out. Mm-hmm. Or so just let it happen. Don't fight it. So these are sort of the beginnings of samadhi. Just the beginnings. Go inward, and you don't have to do anything, mm-hmm. which is so beautiful, right? You're noticing you have to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm noticing a lot more this past month. It's just been great to have that break. I've been able to just noticing a lot more, and I don't know if that's just as I'm getting higher, I guess vibration. I don't know. mm-hmm. I just noticing a lot more than before.
Yeah, if you sit regularly, mm-hmm. which you do, right? Do you sit every day?
I try. So like my goal, I ideally want to do it for 30 minutes. I don't know, my schedule at work is a little unusual, so you know, it's, I don't know. Like, I don't get proper sleep sometimes, so but I definitely want to at least do minimum of like the concentration, and then at least sit for at least another 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can do at least, you know, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you are, you know, sleep is important, but mm-hmm. at some point, not at this stage, but for some others that are listening, at some point when you're on the advanced stages, then you can replace sleep with meditation. Like, you know, mm-hmm. so if I can't sleep, and then I basically just sit and meditate, because that's really good meditation replaces a lot of hours of sleep. So, but at this point, you just want to have your sleep, I understand.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Good. No, that's awesome. Okay. Good, okay. Wonderful. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, and this is Seattle. That's Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Aratima. This is so nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
It's always a lift.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad.
I got away from my regular meditation when I really started cleaning out the house, and I seem with Module 5, wow, did that hit me hard.
In what way? Tell me.
I seem to be in a fear state, and I got just dragged back into that not doing things right.
Okay.
So I feel like I need to start all over again.
Is that a reaction?
I think it is. I mean, it's to me, when I watch it, mm-hmm. it's so familiar. And it's like the feeling that comes up to me is we've been here, we've done that, we're working through this. Okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to breathe through it.
Why don't we, I'm going to offer you something, Joanne, because you're a strong feeling person, and I know you're not the only one, there's some others as well, is that feelings are so strong, right? And your being feels, right? And it's so sensitive. But it's a never-ending drama, the never-ending movement of waves on the ocean. And so if you can slowly contemplate the whole idea that you are none of your emotions, they have nothing to do with you, you actually are not the feeling person. There's no feeling there. You are love, and love has nothing to do with anything you feel, feeling good, bad, up, down, sad, angry, irritated, peaceful. None of these feelings are you. Just to contemplate that concept at all, because it's the truth. And then you begin to slowly deny this drama that will keep you in it forever. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
How do you respond to that? What happens to your feelings right now? Because you always respond with feelings, right?
I always do.
I know. You become very, you can be easily manipulated. If somebody is a bad person, they know exactly how to play you, because you always react.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this makes you constantly protect yourself and becomes this incredible non-freedom. You're not free. So you want to master this so that you are free from the world around you and you become conscious that you are the source and the creator of everything. So we need to first stop and distance ourselves from this reacting. It will continue to react, but you need to become conscious. You need to snap, notice, you always, there it is. And then again, there it is.
You were talking about touching it. Well, I'm grabbing it full force. I just laughed when I heard that. I thought, oh, no, I'm not just touching here. No, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I actually had a moment last week where I know that love, and that's what I'm one of the things that helps me the most is to do some mirror work and learn to love myself because I lost that when I was cleaning up all this stuff.
But you are love. Why would you want to love yourself?
That's a hard... I understand what you're getting at. I am love.
Hmm.
I don't need to love myself. I am love.
Yeah, what's the self there? What part is that? How many are there? How many Joannes do you have?
That's judgment. You asked me how many there are. There are a ton. There are the ones that pleased my mother, the ones that pleased my father, the one that pleases my children and my husband. Yeah, there's a lot of them running around here. So.
And are they real?
No.
Good. So you don't have to love them?
Nope.
Yes, because when you love them, you also hate them. You're caught in duality. You are love, and love is. Love is, and there's all there is to it. And you just breathe, be here, be in your life. Just nothing you have to do. There's no more fixing. You're done. You were never broken. Nothing ever really happened to you. That which looks out of your eyes, that which is that essence of love that is within you, that breathes, that is undisturbed and has never been disturbed at all. So there's nothing to do.
I appreciate that. It's so hard to let go of that concept. You know, on a regular daily basis when you're cleaning out a house, my mind is like, okay, I've done my best. Just give it to somebody else and let them do it and have it done.
You don't even have to let go of the concept. You just have to, I'm just touching and pointing to what you already are, and you know it. You can keep your concept on top of it if you like. You don't have to get rid of it.
I don't want it.
Okay.
I'm so ready to let this all go. All right. So just love, love, love. We'll just... be love. I know how to do that. You know how I know to get in there.
You know, you can't get in there. You can't, because the ego cannot go into love. The ego can't do it. It cannot climb into reality. It can only offer itself to reality to be burned. You're trying to go and climb into the mind of God or into existence, but that's not possible. It's not the way it's designed. You can only soften and into the shortcomings of the human nature that we are, and basically, you know, I call it recycle, eat it up or something, but there's nothing you can let go. Who is letting go? The ego can't let go. The ego is not even real. The concept of letting go is even confusing. And I know I'm starting to confuse you even more, because a lot happened in our conversation right now, and I know a lot of people felt it. So there's a lot that went on. You can just kind of notice how this sort of unfolds in the next few days.
That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling that there's an awful lot here, and I need to just be with it.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Good. Thank
very
you.
Very much.
Thank you, Joanne.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, and that's Jen. Jen, hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hi. Hi there.
Lovely to speak with you again.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so.
I think I'm just checking in. And I did just probably have a couple of questions. One being, over the last few days, I've had a lot of activity around my crown and third eye, Ajna, and I notice when I go and get up in the morning or lay down, I'm feeling a little bit like my head's spinning, but it's not actually spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually cleared it a bit yesterday, but I don't know what I should be doing about that or if I should be doing anything about that.
Is the spinning so hard that you can't walk through the house or do your stuff?
No, not really. When I get up, it's just I'm just conscious of mainly at those two times, particularly. So when I get out of bed, I might just touch the wall and wait a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Then move off, and I'm a little unconscious of it. Mm-hmm. I did in meditation the other day because I was aware of it, it seemed to move up into my crown, and mm-hmm. it felt like there was an explosion of light or something like that. I don't know what it was really.
Yeah, so it's kind of not, it's almost like it didn't move all the way through.
Yeah.
And by wanting to understand it, and then it kind of gets stuck a little bit, so the energy starts spinning in there. You hold on to it, right? And want to package it, but this is a very high velocity energy.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard if you're trying to hold on to a driving car, right? Still moving, you know?
Yeah, I get that totally now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it was just a little bit unusual, I thought, okay. So, yeah, that was interesting. But over that, I just feel that my meditations have probably moved a bit. I felt like at one stage I've made a shift in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, it's interesting because I've been realizing where little things can pull you out the core. Just a moment here and there. And I don't know if I can explain that any better, but I can see that. And I became very aware of it one day where a moment, it could be even just a beautiful thought, can spin you out and out of the core. Or
mm-hmm.
a nice thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have noticed in meditation that I've just been to this stage where I'm extremely straight. I couldn't make myself that straight if I tried. And
mm-hmm.
Stretched. And the energy around me seems, I want to use the word intense, but it's not intense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's full or whatever. But I actually know that stage I'm actually in my core because the sound in my ears seems to me
mm-hmm.
to be going through the energy field as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Am I
yep.
on track with that?
Yes, yes, you're on track with that. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so even if a thought or two comes in, I still know because of what's happening within the sound and everything that I'm actually still in the meditation.
You're aware. That's right. You're aware. That's what I spoke earlier. You're aware, but you're not going actively suddenly thinking, you know, so you're just aware. Because you're not going, we're not dead in the brain, you know, we meditate.
Oh.
We're not just like absent, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're more conscious. Mm-hmm. No, that's perfect.
It's really wonderful. And once again, last time I spoke to you, I said, oh, look, I had cracks happening in my head. Well, yesterday I was doing a mantra. And I suddenly heard this noise, and there were two sort of crack sounds together, but it was in my throat. And after that, and I went, sort of wondered what it was, it happened about three or four times again, then stopped. Is that the same as shifting dimensions, or is that something else happening?
It depends, because the way you describe the cracks, it could be just touching on something in your aura that healed, and then you re-experience it like a thought, like a feeling, you know, like it's like a sensation. Usually when you shift dimensions, was it like really inside the inner ear and it was like a real crack like that or in
and
your field?
It felt like it was inside my throat internally within
okay.
the body.
I see.
The first time I heard it, I thought it was outside.
Okay, yeah.
And then I realized it was within me.
Yeah, it can definitely be a shift in dimensions. And afterwards, you usually have a higher pitched sound, or you really feel different. Was that what happened? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I also noticed I went through a stage where the ringing, which has always been in both ears, was stronger in my left, but now it's more balanced again in both ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll kind of go back and forth, yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
okay.
That's wonderful. How long do you sit now?
I'm sitting twice a day, quite often up to 30 minutes, maybe a bit longer, and sometimes if I know I've got a lot on, maybe 25 to 20 minutes.
Well, perfect. That's a great practice. Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just keep doing that. And do you start it with breathing or a mantra, or would you just, how do you start?
At the moment, in the morning, I'm breathing, and I've actually just dropped off Kalapati. I hope I've got pronounced that right, because I thought I had a lot of heat in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw in the other group where it was about hair loss, and I was losing a lot of hair on top of my head, and
right.
Something said, just give that one a rest for a while.
You can do Shitali pranayama for heat, where you curl the tongue like around, and you breathe in through that curled tongue, and it gives you this, dries out the tongue and makes the breath cool, and you breathe out through your nose, and you breathe and that will cool you. Yeah, okay.
That's so cool, because it's come up for me.
Ah, there you go.
In the last few days, so I like that. So my practice is in the morning at the moment, because I'm doing a mantra. I'll do breathing, mantra, and meditation. In the afternoon, I'm doing yantra, breathing, meditation. And before I go to bed, I do my mantra again. But there is a sense of when I sit, sometimes I might go for breathing, which I'm often sit, and the yantra, I sit cross-legged on a bolster, because I feel very strong, and I have been feeling very strong lately, and I actually like that position, but I can't sit there for the whole length of time, so I move to a chair for meditation. But sometimes I'm slipping into meditation there, and I mightn't have ommed or anything like that, so I'm aware I'm sort of slipping into meditation.
Beautiful. So you got to
following the program. If you like.
No. And you know, we don't want to be too rigid. I call it being meditated. Once you start being meditated, that's your priority. Then all the techniques and all the tricks you throw out, you know, then you're already on the road, and then you just let source take you over. Yeah. Okay. That's great.
That's wonderful, because that tends to be what's happening, but it's happening outside in my life as well, out of meditation. Like there's just the flow of whatever.
Yeah, that's the whole point, right? Yes.
Hey, love it.
Awesome. I'm sure everybody and enjoyed hearing your practice, because everybody will look at what they're doing. Thanks, Jen. Okay, thank you
so much.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, good. So let's finish up by just closing our eyes, if you have them not closed already. And just what we're doing, taking a deep breath in. And then breathing out. And the sensation of breathing out, we're going to do the same thing now with the mind. Everything we've heard, everything that we're mulling over, we're just breathing it out. The mind, we're just letting the mind breathe out. going to speak a few words. Just continue to just sit, just remain still. And just assisting a little bit with some of those sticky places. When we're very engaged in thought and the mind is going and going. Noticing that the breath is coming and going. And noticing the deep place within the stillness that's underneath the movement and the thinking. The stillness that comes prior to any wanting. Just allowing this exquisite moment to just be as it is. Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh, 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 Mani Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Mani 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 Padme Hum. Padme Hum. Mani 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 Padme Hum. And just take a deep breath. And just notice your alignment. Notice that you're being held. And then allow consciousness to naturally, without forcing, to emerge back in the way that your eyes open naturally. And you wait for that to happen. We don't force it. And we remain in this always new expression once we meditate it. It's just always a higher vibration, more clarity, less clutter. And this can take a few minutes, usually about 2 minutes, to bring the in-stroke back to the out-stroke so that you're again, moving into the mind more free so that you can go about your day. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day, evening. Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
The moderator has left the conference.